This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For us to restart your engines, our engines, everybody's engines, with healthy information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a health expert. He's a cardiologist, practices down in Florida at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic. He's there, and you can visit him there if you would like. Listen to the program, see if you're new to it, what you think. I was listening to us last week as I was driving through mid-central New York. The old station, the old stomping grounds in Cobleskill, WSDE, and the two FM stations that get into Albany that carry the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service and on your side, as I like to say, and you can reach him to get your own personal tune-up, if you will, by dialing 352-735-1400 into his office, 352-735-1400. All right, let's talk about eating and drinking as we get started with this week's Good Day Health. The good side of drinking a couple of cups of coffee a day. You know, over the years, Ken, you and I have talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to things like coffee. People will say, my daughter teases me all the time because when she started drinking coffee when she was in college, I said coffee was bad for her. And so now every time I see her with a cup of coffee, she holds out and says, Dad, coffee, bad for you. So anyway, the benefits of drinking 2 to 3 cups, what do we have here?
Yes, daughters are wonderful.
Yes.
They are. And this is an interesting study, and I've mentioned to you over the years when you bring up coffee that doctors like their coffee. From the time I was in medical school till current, the coffee machines around physicians are active and busy. I've never been a great advocate of it or enjoyer of it. I mean, I'll have a very occasional cup, but most doctors love their coffee. And the neat new study out of the medical journal Nutrients this week is that drinking 2 to 3 cups, and that's the key, don't exceed 3, but 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day helped patients, helped individuals maintain their blood pressure in a normal range. It's not clear exactly how this works, but those were the results of the study. So 2 to 3 cups of coffee, if they don't charge you up, if they don't make your heart palpate like it does on Valentine's Day, then it's okay.
Yeah. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. I don't even like coffee ice cream. I don't like the smell of it. Ugh. But I'm considered to be unusual in that. I suppose that I'm considered to be unusual in lots of different ways, but I'm happy to be unusual. I just don't think it doesn't even smell good. All right. So next up is a new study that targets free sugar and how it connects to heart disease. All right, what's the scoop here, Ken, from your perch? You're a cardiologist, so you probably read between the lines on this one, right?
Well, this is out of BMC Medicine this week, and it's probably just add on to what we know, what our parents told us, our grandparents. Well, sometimes grandma gives us the sugar, but in this study, we learned that free sugars that are found in processed foods and sodas are all bad. These should be treats. They increase dramatically the risk of heart disease and stroke. I think we had a sense of this, but this is a big study, and this is a remarkably clear study. BMC Medicine, a very well-established medical journal, it's the free sugars found in processed foods and sodas. Just make these treats, not a lifestyle.
Yeah, treats. I have a little treat every night before I go to bed. Maybe it's ice cream, a little chocolate here and there, that sort of thing. Helps the medicine go down, as it were. All right, next up here, as Ken reviews for you the various findings of the medical journals, experts in various fields. So here is from the baby department. Mothers who deliver big babies have a risk of what as they go through life?
Diabetes. This is out of the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology this week. Doug, I want to give out a warning to all the pregnant moms who are delivering and will deliver a larger than average baby. It's very important that you, throughout your life, watch that blood sugar, make sure you're at ideal body weight, limit those white flour products because you're going to be at increased risk of developing diabetes. It doesn't have to happen, but you have to be a little more aggressive with your diet, watching the white flour intake, and also with a good exercise program, and you can beat the odds and stay away from diabetes.
Yeah, it's something that's really, we saw a lot of people who are at risk during COVID, more at risk because they had diabetes, and more people losing their lives because they were heavy, out of shape. Diabetes was a factor, wasn't it, in many of the deaths of from COVID?
Well, diabetes increases your risk of getting severe COVID, getting in the hospital with COVID, and it just worked in so many ways, and the gyms were closed, and people weren't getting health care, routine preventive health care, so it just all compounded itself, and hopefully we're unwinding all of that.
We do have some more COVID news and information, which we'll pass along to you in a moment as we continue here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Time for us to think about the benefits of losing weight, as Ken and I were just talking about diabetes, what happens to people who are heavy, they risk diabetes and all kinds of other things. Don't you want to be safe? Don't you want to have the proper weight, the proper body mass index, or at least be pretty close to the recommended numbers? You can get there by using an all-natural product called Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I have been talking about this for years. The reason I have is because it works. And obviously me talking about it gets you to take some action. Somebody called one of my programs today, wanted to know what the phone number was. I never thought about that because we always tell you to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotren, and use the Doug code in order to get three free bottles and in order to get free shipping, that sort of thing. But for those of you who, for whatever the reason, can't use a, you don't want to order online, you can't, you call the office, ask for Elizabeth Miller directly, 800-325-4366. And if you think you need some help, when you call, ask for Elizabeth Miller, and she'll help you through. Just tell her that you're calling because you heard her here on the program. It's 800-325-4366 to lose weight and be healthy the healthy way.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health this weekend, Valentine's weekend. We've all been celebrating, having a good time. Remember the info that Ken gave you about sugar and how much sugar you ought to have in your system. And when you get your blood work done every year, Ken, there is an indicator that will tell you whether you have to be careful or watch out for how much sugar is in your system. I forget what that indicator is, but I know whenever we get a blood test, that's something that is prominent. What's it? What is the reading called that you use to determine whether somebody's at a risk for getting diabetes? I know the number is 5.7, but I don't remember.
Right. Hemoglobin A1C. This is an approximately 3-month average of what your blood sugar is. Most people are accustomed to what doctors call a spot glucose. That's where you get the actual measurement of your blood sugar the day you get your blood drawn. The issue there is you have to fast to make a meaningful measurement with the hemoglobin A1C. You don't have to fast, and it tells you more than what you're doing just that day. It's a really nice test if you're at any risk of having diabetes, or if you have diabetes, it's definitely a blood test to blood measurements.
Yep, you'll know it. Whenever I give blood, there's a little prick they give you on your finger, and they put the spot of blood on a slide, and that's what you're talking about, right? That's how they test what your blood sugar is that very moment.
Most of it's mechanized these days.
Yeah, well, at the hospital I give blood is. If not, they do it that way, and it's good. I like it. Gives us something to talk about. All right, I promised we'd spend some more time talking about COVID. People infected with COVID there's different kinds of COVID. I suppose we have to go back to that a little bit. There are new Omicron variants, are there not?
Well, the current, there's been several rounds since 2020 of various variants, and the most common one right now, yes, is the Omicron, and there's several sub-variants. It gets really complicated. It's just a combination of all these letters, but the news out at a Lancet infectious diseases is that the most current variants of Omicron and of COVID-19 are effectively treated with the antiviral Paxlovid. So there is an oral medication. If you're at high risk of getting severe COVID, that is going into the hospital, not surviving it, definitely ask your doctor about getting Paxlovid once you make the diagnosis, often at home. And you have to start this soon, so within 5 days, try to get this in. It's a 5-day treatment, but try to get this in as soon as possible.
But it is effective. In some people I've known that have taken it said it makes them sick. What does that mean? Makes me sick, makes me nauseous. Are there danger? Not danger, maybe that's not the right word. But are there elements, not of risk, but is it with some people not going to agree with their system? Maybe that's the best way to ask the question.
Well, some people get a little, like any drug, some people will get nauseous, diarrhea, muscle aches, just a general feeling of unwell. Some people, it increases the blood pressure. There's some altered or impaired sense of taste, actually, with Paxlovid. But if you're at risk of dying, that is much more important than these other risks.
Mm-hmm. All right. a couple of more items from the COVID desk and some other items of interest here. The usual questions and answers for Dr. Ken. We'll have questions for Dr. Ken later on. And in a few minutes here on Good Day Health, you're going to meet the eye doctor who performed the operations on my eyes. I thought this would be a great story to tell with Ken. So we'll get to Dr. Benjamin along with Dr. Kronhaus and Dr. Stefan here. Practicing happily without a license on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health this weekend, and the focus on COVID. We've got a couple of more items here. Let's go back to Paxlovid for a moment, Ken, as to how effective it is. You had a couple of other things that you wanted, because maybe I brought up some things that are controversial about Paxlovid. I know some people who have had it and wish they'd never had it. They wish they never had COVID, but they wish they never took Paxlovid either.
I just wanted to make it clear that it's important to start it within 5 days of onset of symptoms, and only if a doctor were to tell you in special cases after a week. But that's the key, is making the diagnosis early. And it's not for everybody who gets positive. If you have a mild case, this is not for you. This is if you are at risk of getting severe COVID and ending up in the hospital and not surviving. This is very effective.
All right, very strong stuff. All right, as long as you're in the COVID department, let's go to the long COVID desk and talk about women who are suffering from long COVID and what can lower the risk for women that have long COVID or symptoms of it, Ken.
Sure, some hope. And this comes out of the JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, internal medicine section. We know that women actually are more likely than men to get long COVID, you know, getting symptoms 2 to 3 months after you have it that linger, or getting new symptoms associated with COVID 2 to 3 months after the onset. And these can last even up to a year and occasionally longer. The good news is the way to lower your risk of getting this, and also the way to shorten the duration of long COVID, is by common sense, the study shows. Just by living a healthy lifestyle. And I think most of us know what that is. We could go over it if you like. We talk about it all the time, but living a healthy lifestyle with diet, exercise, sleep, mental stress, all of these things are so important to getting out of COVID, long COVID.
Yep. All right. So there's one other connection to COVID in this week's news. It's a focus on vaping and what that does if you have COVID. Does it contribute to you getting it, or does it contribute to how you take care of yourself if you have it, Ken?
Well, there's a few studies out this week about vaping, how you just don't want to be vaping. And this is out of the Journal of Molecular Medicine. Journal of Molecular Medicine this week tells us that vaping increases the risk for severe COVID among healthy young people, the people least likely to get severe COVID. Remember, severe COVID is the subgroup of people who end up in the hospital with COVID, end up not surviving COVID. So again, the youthful, healthy among us are the ones at minimal risk of severe COVID, except when you vape.
Mm-hmm. And the other vaping story has to do with DNA damage. This is something. Listen up, folks, to this.
I think this will put to bed the thought of using vaping instead of smoking cigarettes. This comes out of Nicotine and Tobacco Research this week. That vaping does the same damage to your DNA as smoking does. So just, you don't want to vape. It's just so obvious.
Yeah, it's not anything that's any of these things, smoking, vaping, putting that stuff into your body, marijuana, anything like that. That smoke is going to do damage to your lungs, and without your lungs, you got nothing. You can't live if you can't breathe, and you can't breathe if you have all the little cilli in there covered up with nicotine or tar or the crap that comes from vaping or smoking or using marijuana. So, as Ken and I say, a word to the wise is sufficient, hopefully. Stand by, more from Dr. Ken Kronaus here on Good Day Health.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Governor Mike DeWine says the water in East Palestine, Ohio, is drinkable. The air is breathable after last week's train derailment. But resident Eric Whiting told Fox News that's not quite right.
Right now it's okay because it's windy and it's cold, but especially at night when there's no wind, it burns your eyes. My throat's been sore all day. My kids have to deal with that.
Police in Virginia have charged the mother of a six-year-old after that child brought a handgun to school. Police responding to Little Creek Elementary School, where that weapon was turned over by school staff. Police charged Letty M. Lopez with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and allowing access to a loaded firearm by a child. Flight disruptions involving international flights at JFK Airport continue through the weekend. Corey Myers, USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Good day. Health, it's 34 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, as he usually is, but we also have with us a gentleman who I have become, I think that he and I would consider ourselves friends, over the course of, we laugh because it took me 3 years to get into the groove, if you will, of getting my aging eyes fixed. So I want to have, I'm going to have you, Dr. Benjamin, if you would tell the story a little bit about how this works in general, and you can throw HIPAA to the wind, because I don't, when Ken and I are talking about, he is my cardiologist and my friend as well. We've been friends for 20 years. He's been on this program with me for pretty nearly that long. So when I have my exam with him every year, we toss HIPAA out the window, because I figure there are things that happen to me that will be a learning curve for somebody. So when it comes to you and your services at the Benjamin Eye Institute in Los Angeles, you're kind of on the border of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, right? In that office, is that considered Beverly Hills?
Yes. Good morning, one and all. My name is Arthur Benjamin. I'm
comprehensive ophthalmologist in Los Angeles, and yes, I do practice in West Hollywood, but we can see Beverly Hills from our windows. It's actually across the street, so.
Yeah, no, but you can only see it if you have your eyes fixed there. That's the only, you can't see it if you don't have your eyes fixed.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So, as a comprehensive ophthalmologist, I do specialize, ophthalmologists usually do pick an area of interest. So, my area of interest is cataract extraction, cataract care, but special kind, refractive cataract care. This is the modern kind of cataract surgery where we aim to free patients off of the burdens of glasses, contacts, and all kinds of other visual aids. So modern cataract surgery, which is extraction of a cloudy, aging, dysfunctional lens from inside the eye, and replacement of this lens with an artificial lens. And this artificial lens carries extended functions. It can correct astigmatism, farsightedness, nearsightedness, and presbyopia, which is a need for reading glasses. So it can impart patients who undergo this 10-15 minute procedure with the ability to see at all distances without using glasses. You know, we forget what a joy it is to have multifocality, ability to direct your gaze at distance and see, then direct your gaze at the middle, like a computer or a dashboard in a car and see, all without glasses, also threading needles and using your iPhone or whatever. So this multifocality, the ability to see at different distances is very much at a premium. And Doug, I was referred by a colleague, by an optometrist who I worked with for the past 20 years. After a while, he got sick of glasses. We could no longer improve vision to the point where he could really see well enough, and he decided to have the surgery. We usually do one eye, and then a week later do the other, but because he flew in from the East Coast, we kind of did a 1-2 punch within 3 days. I think we did one eye on Thursday and the second eye on Monday, right?
Yeah, and then we did. And you were happy to tell me that I was an unusual patient. I think Ken will get a chuckle out of that because there are very few things that people do with me that go in the ordinary in the planned way because there are a lot of things going on. And I appreciated the fact that you were flexible. I don't think you wanted to do it, but you acceded to my wishes. And it turned out that in my case, it's probably different for everybody, but in my case, when I went in the day after the first eye was done, I had 20/15 vision. I hadn't seen that well without glasses since I was in my 40s. And then the other one you did, as you suggested, a couple of days later. But the use of this, and Ken is a cardiologist, so it might be that he doesn't have much to do with eyes, but he has a curious sort. And so I want him to jump in at any time here so that we can make this all about the doctors and what they do, how you make things come around to work. And you just mentioned something that was key to this. You know, when you first hear this, you think it's a very complicated operation. Well, it's not simple. There are several steps, but you really are. I went in at 5 o'clock in the morning and I was out. My son picked me up at 7 something or other. And I will tell you that I didn't feel much of anything. I think you came in the first morning and you sat down next to me about 5:15 and you said, "Are you nervous?" And I said, "Nah, I wasn't really nervous, but I had been." I don't know whether just the atmosphere or whatever of the particular facility that you use or how it worked, but I was much more comfortable than I thought I was going to be when I went into it. And you see the stuff that's going on, the lights and all the other stuff. Do you want to actually explain, because Ken was asking me these questions about what actually goes on. How do you know, I think people would relax more if they understood, and that's why I'm telling the story this way, because when you hear what's done, you think, now he's going to drill a hole in my eye.
So the cataract surgery, you're absolutely right. Of course, everybody would be anxious about having any kind of surgery, but the idea of somebody, as you mentioned, drilling something in your eye, there's no drilling going on, of course. The surgery is done under what we call topical anesthesia, so there is no injections. Modern cataract surgery by a skillful surgeon is done under topical anesthesia. That means that we just put drops in your eyes, numbing drops, same kinds of drops as optometrists and ophthalmologists put in the clinic to check your eye pressure, for example. So the surgery is very comfortable. We do give you, there's an anesthesiologist, we do give you some medications to relax you by vein. This is akin to having something like colonoscopy, only lighter. So you are aware, you can hear music in the operating room, you can hear us talking, you do follow instructions, but there is no anxiety, you don't feel anxious, and there is no pain or discomfort. It's actually, I promise my patients, the 10 best minutes of their life, no matter what they've done before. And, the surgery, is, as Dow Corning used to say, you know, better living through chemistry. So we have two parts to the surgical procedure. First is the laser part, and that takes about 40 seconds. I don't know if you remember that. You feel a little bit.
I remember
bit
the time. I remember seeing the lights.
Right, it was different, by the way.
The first eye was different than the second eye. The procedures seemed to be a little different. And I think you explained it to me just because the anesthesiologist was different. And she interprets what she does in a different way. It didn't make any, it didn't hurt. It just was different. I felt like I knew more with the second eye than I did with the first eye.
So, you know, these two parts of the procedures, the first laser part takes about 40 to 60 seconds. The second part takes about 7-8 minutes. And the most magical part, of course, is when we roll you out of the operating room and you can see right away that. That's really, I mean, after many years of doing this, this never gets old. It's fantastic.
Hey, Dr. Benjamin, you know, just to put this in a historical perspective, the listeners have to realize how what Dr. Benjamin is saying, the revolution in technology. When I was a humble first-year medical school in the late 1970s at Penn, at the Shea Eye Institute, they used to admit people for a week to just do one cataract.
Right, yes, what you're describing is the traditional, about 40 or 50 years ago, the way cataract surgery would be done. And this is where you would make a large incision in the eye, about 12 millimeters, which is about 180 degree or half the eye would be incised. And the cataract would be literally squeezed out of the eye like a pit from a cherry. If the cataract was too soft, it paradoxically made the surgery more challenging. So that's where the concept of a maturing cataract. Cataract had to mature before you could extract it from the eye. And then, of course, the genius of Dr. Kelman, he passed away from lung cancer about 4 or 5 years ago. Dr. Kelman, while having his teeth cleaned with a Cavitron, the ultrasonic instrument that you, that hygienists use to break up a plaque and such on your teeth, he got the idea, why not use this ultrasonic probe to break up the cataract and make small incisions? In fact, small incision cataracts are, because we could now break up the cataract inside the eye using the ultrasound. You can imagine the cataract having the consistency of a hard candy, like a Jolly Rancher. So breaking it up inside the eye was the next development using ultrasound. It's a very efficient way. In fact, small incisions that followed that were ahead of the lens implant technology because you could extract the cataract through a small incision about 4 or 5 millimeters, but you still needed to extend the incision to put in a lens implant. Wow. And then with new materials being developed, lens implants could be folded. So now the incisions are like 2.2, 2.4 millimeters. The problem with the ultrasound is that, or what is now conventional cataract extraction, is that ultrasound energy it travels, right? It propagates through the eye. It doesn't stop at the cataract once it emulsifies it. So that's the problem with ultrasound is that it does affect the collateral tissues of the eye, mainly the cornea. It can affect the retina, the optic nerve. So that's the advent of a femtosecond laser. This is the new laser technology that breaks up the cataract. And the radius of effect of a laser is 5 microns. That means that outside of the 5-micron pulse, there's no vibration, there's no heat, there is no nobody knows that anything is happening. So as the cataract is being emulsified with a laser, all the other tissues inside the eye that are very sensitive, they're completely unaware that anything is happening. That's why laser cataract surgery gives immediate results. The patient is rolled out of the operating room and they can see right away. So, and it's the next thing Yeah, it's really, really cool, and it's fantastic. Well, it's a very exciting time to be an ophthalmologist and a patient.
Doctor Arthur Benjamin is here with Dr. Ken and me. The website for his institute, Benjamin Eye, spelled E-Y-E, BenjaminEye.com. You can reach the office in Los Angeles by dialing 310-275-5533. You can text in there, and it probably wouldn't hurt if you said you heard him talking to Doug Steffen. You heard the story. It is a good story. It's a great story, frankly, and I'm glad to have had the experience, which will continue as we adjust here and there. We'll have a few more minutes with Dr. Benjamin after these words here on Good Day Health.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Capel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Back back for a few moments with Dr. Arthur Benjamin. Dr. Ken and I talking to him about how to see better using the process that I went through, and I wanted to tell the story, or better yet, have Dr. Benjamin tell the story. You've done thousands of these, right?
Thousands over the past 25 years. Guys, do not be afraid. This is really, you will wonder why you haven't done it before.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask Dr. Benjamin a question? I know Quick. The listeners are wondering. Doug is so happy to give up his glasses, but he had cataracts. Are there other options for our listeners who don't have cataracts to give up their glasses?
The only thing that will give you multifocality or ability to see a difference is lens replacement. Now, very commonly we have patients coming in asking for LASIK, laser vision correction. While age is not a contraindication to having laser vision correction, it doesn't get you to where you want to be. If you want to be glasses free, the only way to do it is lens replacement surgery.
Mm. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm going to have you on our Good Day program as well to have the word spread around about how great this is. I'm very happy with them. BenjaminEye.com is Dr. Benjamin's website, and the connection in Los Angeles is 310-275-5533. Thank you, Dr. Arthur Benjamin, for being here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken up next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions or to answer my questions. Not that we don't always have lots of questions, but these are sort of specific and they are directed. For example, here's a question about exercise. There are those, I didn't know that human beings could have fatty liver. I knew cows could have fatty liver because I've had cows. Over the years, my cows have sometimes come up with it, and a few cows have died of fatty liver disease. So what the heck is that, and what alleviates the problem of having liver fat?
This is a remarkably common problem. About 30% of adults worldwide have this. This is non-alcoholic fatty liver, and it can lead to some serious issues with the liver. And the good news is, this week out of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, is that moderate exercise, no more than that, and here in this study, 150 minutes per week, significantly reduced the risk of liver fat. So just another reason to get cleared for that moderate exercise each week.
All right, next question has to do with a pill that will bring relief from chronic constipation. So what is this? I'm looking at a reference to a vibrating pill. So I'm intrigued by that. You put the pill in your mouth and it vibrates? What is this?
Doug does think about vibrators, and this is another way to look at the vibrators. This is real, and this is FDA approved this in August of 2022. It's coming out this week. It's called Vibrant, V-I-B-R-A-N-T. It's a vibrating pill that may bring relief from chronic constipation. So if you have three or fewer bowel movements per week, it's indicated. If you have hard, difficult stools, who doesn't get that occasionally? This is an option when other pills haven't worked. There's no drug in this. It actually, you swallow it and it vibrates and it pushes its way through, and then you deposit it in the toilet with the bowel movement. And this is an interesting option. Side effects, actually, in the placebo had more side effects than the Vibrant. So if you're dealing with constipation and you have no easy solution, ask your doctor, because this week he or she finally can give you a prescription for a Vibrant. It's about $69 max out of pocket. If you have insurance, hopefully it'll be even less.
All right, speaking of this week, it's International Childhood Cancer Week. There are a network of parent organizations that go all across the world that help work on cancer in children to ensure that these youngsters with cancer get the best possible care. Are there great leaps? We've been talking about some things for adults, but are there leaps and strides because of hospitals like St. Jude's dealing with childhood cancer, Ken?
Yes, and yes, St. Jude's does a great job. They're having great strides, but this is an area where, boy, if you have some extra dollars, it's a great place to put them to use, because there's still a need for more and more research.
400,000 children under the age of 20 every year are diagnosed with cancer. That seems unbelievable. There's so much stuff in the air, that sort of thing, and most of them now, they have effective treatments for it, management methods, that sort of thing, but some of them, the stories you see on those commercials, wow, they really tug at your heartstrings. All right, next, the factors involved in your grip. People say to me, you have such a firm grip. Well, I use one of those gripping devices when I'm on the air. I squeeze it because it's good for the muscles in my hand. What happens if you don't have a strong grip, Ken?
Well, a real study published this week in Journal of Cachexia, Sarcopenia, and Muscle demonstrates that as you get older and you have a weaker grip, it just indicates you're going to have a shorter life. I think what it means is the rest of your body from head to toe is weaker, and it's demonstrated by your weak grip. So as you're getting older, out of middle age, and that grip is just getting weaker, just another good reason to get cleared, to get into the gym and get stronger.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of ways of doing it, that's for sure. And I, as I was pointing out, I have this thing right here. It's a little, and I remember sometimes I have it in the car or the truck with me, and people have been in the truck and they'd pick it up and they'd squeeze it, or they'd try to, and they say, you can squeeze that? Yeah, I think that it's good for your hands, it's good for your forearms, it's a good circulatory measurement, if you will, right, for that part of your body as well. Good.
Yeah, helpful. Strong grip, longer life. Good
right.
job.
It sounds like a new slogan for a store, right? Strong, our doctor. This could be your new slogan. Stronger grip, longer life. There it is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Down in Florida, this is Good Day Health.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.